Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2252, The Risks and Rewards of International Bonds by Robert Farrington of thecollegeinvestor.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I read to you every single day of the week, including weekends and holidays. And we're going to jump right into today's post as we optimize your life. The Risks and Rewards of International Bonds by Robert Farrington of thecollegeinvestor.com. The global bond market is far larger and more liquid than the global stock market. Over the last 25 years, the bond market has, on average, been 79% larger than the stock market, according to LearnBonds.com. Bonds provide stability against the volatile nature of stocks. In a 60-40 portfolio, 60% is allocated to stocks, while the other 40% goes to bonds. As an investor approaches retirement, their allocation to bonds increases, mainly so that there's capital for them to withdraw during retirement. Foreign bonds can make up part of the bond allocation within a portfolio. Let's see why someone might consider the risks and rewards of foreign bond funds as part of their investment. Why international bonds? Where do foreign bonds fit into portfolio allocation? Foreign bonds provide another means of portfolio diversification. A well-diversified portfolio protects capital against drawdowns, or at least outsized drawdowns. Foreign bonds also give you exposure to other parts of the world. If you have bonds in European and Asian countries that are doing well while the U.S. economy is declining, your bonds will do well also, although your U.S. bonds might not. In this case, being diversified outside of the U.S. limits the negative impact of your bond holdings from a U.S. decline. Of course, there are risks when investing in foreign bonds. Bonds from developed countries such as the UK, France, and Germany are generally safer than bonds from emerging markets such as Indonesia, Malaysia, and Kenya. For those reasons, bonds from developing countries should only make up a smaller portion of your foreign bond holdings, assuming you have any at all. For rebalancing purposes, foreign bonds are part of your overall bond allocation. As your foreign bonds rise in value and surpass your bond allocation target, some of those bonds should be sold and the funds reallocated to weaker areas of your portfolio. This is general portfolio rebalancing so that each area of your portfolio remains within its target allocation, such as 60-40. How do foreign bonds work? Foreign bonds denominated in the issuing country's currency, such as UK bonds in British pounds, will have an inverse correlation with the dollar. That means if the country's currency rises relative to the dollar, your bond will benefit. This correlation is a double-edged sword, though. If the dollar rises relative to the country's currency, your bond will be at a disadvantage. There are other factors that affect foreign bond prices, including direction of interest rates, inflation expectations, credit of the issuer, currency markets, economic growth, and monetary and fiscal policies of the issuing country. How to invest in international bonds? Rather than buying the bonds of some country directly, which can be complex, you can invest in foreign bonds through mutual funds and ETFs. these financial instruments will also be more diversified than a single bond. For this convenience, you'll pay a management fee or expense ratio. Expense ratios have come down a lot in recent years. Finding a bond with a fee of less than 0.5% should not be difficult. Plus, many places allow you to invest in bond funds and bond ETFs for free. As an example, go to the personal investor section of Vanguard.com and then Vanguard ETFs and browse Vanguard ETFs. Here, you'll find a section called International Bond ETFs, which currently lists three different types of international bond ETFs. Let's look at two of them to understand what exactly they're invested in. Total World Bond ETF, BNDW. This ETF has an expense ratio of only 0.06%. What makes it international? If you navigate to the Portfolio Management tab for any of Vanguard's investments, you'll see what the investment is holding. BNDW is allocated to the following regions: emerging markets, 3.3%, Europe, 31.9%, Pacific, 14.1%, Middle East, 0.2%, North America, 48%, and other, 2.5%. In that same section, you can see that the ETF does have some holdings in non-US dollar-denominated bonds. Scrolling down a little more, you reach distribution by issuer. You can see the sectors and types of investment this ETF is invested in. They include asset-backed, commercial mortgage-backed, finance, foreign, government mortgage-backed, industrial, other, treasury, agency, and utilities. Next to that section is the credit rating distribution for the bonds held in the ETF. Below those is the market allocation. Now we get into the various country bonds that make up this ETF. If you're looking for a bond ETF that is mostly foreign holdings, this might not be what you want. Notice that 44.1% of the holdings are in the US. If you already have US bond funds, you may decide to look at other products for better diversification into foreign bond markets. Total International Bond ETF, or BNDX. Using the same techniques from before to investigate, we can see that this ETF holds only a 3.4% allocation to the US, providing good exposure to foreign bond markets. BNDX provides good foreign bond diversification for anyone who doesn't already have investments in foreign bonds. The expense ratio is only 0.08%. As you look at bond fund offerings from different brokerages, you'll see similar fees and information about each bond. Armed with this knowledge, you should feel more confident in your ability to find a foreign bond fund that suits your portfolio. Final thoughts. International bonds can provide a great diversification to your portfolio. Just like other investments, they do carry risks, but they also carry unique returns that could work well for your asset allocation needs. You just listened to the post titled "The Risks and Rewards of International Bonds" by Robert Farrington of thecollegeinvestor.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Robert mentions at the top of this article that bonds provide stability against the volatile nature of stocks. And as an investor approaches retirement, their allocation to bond increases, mainly so there is capital for them to withdraw during retirement. However, I've also heard that you should own your age in bonds, which for me would mean that I would have 35% of my portfolio in bonds. I, however, have opted to have a 100% stock portfolio, and I'll tell you why. As you get closer to drawing down on your portfolio, you'll want more bonds to help smooth the ride of market fluctuations. I, however, am nowhere close to touching my investments. So as a long-term investor, I'm able to handle the volatility or market fluctuations because I don't invest money I need anytime soon. The way I see it, if you don't plan to touch that money for more than 10 to 15 years, it seems to me that smoothing volatility is much more about the emotional benefit of not watching the wild swings with your money. For me, I've solved for this by keeping a strong cash position and not watching my investments too closely. Because I have a 100% stock portfolio, I don't need to rebalance, so I have even less of a need to look at it. If you're interested in hearing more about the benefits of an all-stock portfolio, check out episode 1700 titled Why I Own 100% U.S. Stocks by A Purple Life. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening and being a subscriber of the show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.